So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara continuing to explain the various items mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, with which a woman may go out to the Rishus Rab. We're up to the following halacha. Uvamoich sheba ozna, uvamoich sheba sandala. A woman may go out with a wad in her ear or a wad in her sandal. The Gemara qualifies and limits this ruling to when they are either tied or tucked in tightly so that they will not fall out. The Mishnah also ruled that she may go out with uvamoich sheba hiskinu lenidasa, with a sanitary napkin. The Gemara cites a machlokes whether it must also be tied, or as the Gemara seems to conclude that it is not something she would want to take out in public, even if it has a handle. We continue with the Mishnah. A woman may go out bepilpul with a peppercorn in her mouth, lerecha peh, which is used to get rid of bad breath, over gilgal melech, and with a lump of salt, ledurshini, which heals a toothache. V'chol davish anesenis letechpia, or anything else she might put in her mouth for therapeutic purposes, such as zangvila, ginger, or dartsuna, cinnamon, all of these remedies are not a maser and will not be removed because of the need for their healing effect. The Mishnah next says, Shein toiseves, shein shal zahav, Rebbe mate, the Chacham meisim. Rebbe permits a false gold tooth and the Chacham forbid it. Reb Zera adds, Ave b'shal kesev divya kol mutter. All agree she may wear a silver tooth, as Rashi explains, since it's not that valuable, she would not take it out to show it off to a friend. Rebbe, however, holds that a woman may wear a gold tooth as well, because she will not take it out and show it, since it's embarrassing to call attention to the fact that she's missing a tooth. Abaye comments that the following two Tanoim agree with Rebbe in this principle, that a woman will not take off and show something that will cause embarrassment. Rebbe Leza holds she may wear perfumes that conceal body odor, since it's embarrassing to draw attention to it, and Shimon Leza holds she may wear things under her hat, since she would never remove them and risk exposing her hair in public. The next Mishnah continues with the listing of permitted items. Yoitze besela sha'al atzinas. A woman may wear a coin on a wound for therapeutic reasons. The sela has three important qualities that aid in healing. One, it's hard and therefore protects the wound. Two, it is silver and promotes moisture, which makes the wound heal more quickly. And three, it has an image on it that somehow aids in the healing. The Mishnah continues. Habonis ketanis yoitzes bechutin vafila bekisamin shebeznein. They would pierce their ears when young, but only wear earrings when older. Therefore, they would use threads or splinters to keep the holes open. Rashi explains, Urcha b'hachi v'loy masihu. Since it was customary to do so, it's not considered a burden and may be worn outside. The Gemara relates that Avu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, was careful about three things. First, lo shavik lohu labante de nafki b'chudin. Although our Mishnah allows girls to go out with the strings in their ears, he did not allow his daughter to do so because their strings were colorful and therefore more likely that they would take them out to show them off. Second, he would not let them sleep together, not out of any concern of inappropriate behavior, but simply because he did not want them to get in the habit of sleeping in one bed with another person, so they did not come to seek the company of a man. Finally, he built mikvahs for them during the springtime, since the river would be composed of a majority of rainwater, and one cannot become tar in rainwater that's flowing. However, he did allow them to immerse in the river in the fall when the water is from the river itself, but he made mats for them to stand on so that the mud would not be a chatzitza, an interposition between their feet and the water. The Gemara says that there are two recorded versions of the opinion of Shmuel himself. According to one version, he did not share this last concern, since he believed, Nahara mikipei mivrich, the majority of the increase in the river's water was not from rainwater, but from its own natural sources which are kosher for tefillah even when flowing. The Mishnah next discusses somewhat unusual modes of dress, and rules that where it is customary to dress that way, it is considered a malbish, a valid garment. Arvies yoitzes ruulais, the Jewish women of Arabia may go out with their headscarves. Rashi explains that the women of Arabia would cover their heads and faces except for the eyes with scarves. Umidiyos perufais, the Jewish women of Madai may go out with their unique buttoning system, as the Mishnah will soon elaborate. The Mishnah adds, V'chol adam, actually, every person may go out that way, provided it's the usual and customary mode of dress for that area. The Mishnah continues. Purfis alo evin v'ala egois v'ala medbeya. A woman may button her garment with a stone, a nut, or a coin and wear it outside. Ubulvachli tifrif liketchila b'Shabbos. If she is using a coin, she may not use it for the first time as a button on Shabbos, since it is muktzah until designated for use other than currency. The Gemara raises a shaila. May a woman use a nut as a button just so that she can carry it out to her son? This would be an arama, a clever way of circumventing the isra of carrying. The Gemara demonstrates that the answer to this question cannot be linked to a similar machlokes tanoim later in the Masechta, where the one may wear several garments one on top of the other to circumvent the limits on the amount of items one may save from a fire, because it can be argued both ways. There are reasons to be more stringent or more lenient in our case, and therefore remains unresolved. The issues will be dealt with in more detail there on Daf Kof Chof, the primary place of that sugya.